So we've got this round of It Happened in Florida, and you're more than welcome to get in and compete, and you can do that at 844-4WW-SHOW. Simple, Woody and I are just going to share three stories real quick, and they're all true, but one of them happened in the troubled state of Florida, and that's the one you need to identify as we tip our cap to the consistently crazy state of Florida. And Woody will start with story number one.
Story number one, I think the headline screams it all. Man loses feeling in his legs and nearly dies due to colossal poop. We've all been there, right?
I don't know that we've all been there, and I've never come close to dying.
But you lost feeling in the legs?
Absolutely. I have broken some things in the bathroom in terms of trying to hold myself up as I fall.
This guy's a little bit different because he was so constipated, he lost feeling in his legs and nearly died because of it.
What?
53-year-old man took himself to the ER with abdominal pain that had been building for 3 days. He was experiencing pain in his right leg, which he was unable to move for the last 24 hours. The leg had no pulse, was cold to the touch.
Something else is going on here. Cool beans, how long have you gone without number two? Hold up fingers for days. We've heard
She's
this.
She's rolling her eyes.
Come on, but it's way
2 days?
More. No.
No. She's on the phone.
It's way more
you
than
You went
three.
On that trip, though, Cool Beans. That was longer than 2 days when you were in the hotel room.
On the radio, she's told us a week minimum. So I know that's the case.
This dude had a scan of his abdomen, revealed that he was suffering from massive fecal impaction, potentially life-threatening, that was pinching a nerve and cutting off the blood flow to his leg. Good news is he was saved and has recovered. Was it in Florida where he didn't go so long he lost the ability to walk?
I don't know. Something. I feel like something else is going on there. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yeah.
Cutting off the blood flow and pinching a nerve from 3 days worth of impaction?
Well, they don't say. Well, hang on a second.
You go ahead and do the studying. I'll give you story number two. I'll just jump to it and give you the headline on that one, too. Thief busted because of nauseating body odor.
Mm.
We've all been there a time or two as well, am I right? You try to rob somebody, but they're able to ID you because of your stink. And I don't just mean because you stink. I mean because of your stink being so unique. The man in story number two came home to his apartment to discover that things had been stolen. His PlayStation, his Nintendo, a bunch of games, and some other items. But the man also realized, my sweet mother of pearl, what happened in here? And an incredible aroma accompanied his half-empty apartment. And he thought to himself, I've smelled this before. This very specific, pungent, awful odor. And then he remembered that there's a dude that he had passed on the street earlier outside his apartment, and he had smelled the exact same thing. Oh! That guy ends up robbing him, and he can now identify the dude because of his stank. Is it Florida, where you probably ought to take a shower before you rob somebody? Woody can chime in with the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who is using an excuse that we have heard before on It Happened in Florida when you're pulled over by a cop. We've had those people who have tried to like sort of trade seats, right? Like the driver, oh, I wasn't the one driving. And the officer obviously sees them switching seats. In story number three, it's a little bit different. When he was pulled over by the cops, by the way, for doing 15 miles an hour below the posted speed limit.
It's Chris Farley moved from Black Sheep.
Exactly. He told the police officer that he wasn't driving, that his dog was the one driving the car. Which sort of makes sense, right? Trying to get your little paw on the accelerator while hanging on to the steering wheel. It's not easy, and that's why they were doing less than the posting speed limit. Sadly, his story was not bought. He was arrested because they did smell booze on him. Was it in Florida where he blamed the dog for driving the car 15 miles an hour below the speed limit?
The dog was sober, though.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. It's hard to breathalyze a dog. Austin, What do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to go with story number three.
Number three. Yeah. Just a dude in Palm Beach, Florida, saying to himself, you know what? If I tell the cops my dog was driving, they can't bust me. And he was wrong.
And in story number two, Scotland is where the dude smelled so bad and apparently so unique that he was spotted from his odor after robbing a man and leaving his stench behind.
And not even in this country, Australia is where the dude, 53 years old, had a problem going to the bathroom his whole life. It's due to his diet, and after several days, could no longer feel one of his legs, took himself to the ER 13 days before he could walk again after they removed 2 liters of impacted material from his bowels.
What liters?
Yeah, so think about a 2-liter bottle. Yes. And that's what was sitting and pinching a nerve and cutting off blood flow.
You said his whole life?
But you said his diet.
Yeah.
Right.
What is his diet? I think we all ought to hear about that, because if it can lead to this, that's something we ought to know about. And secondarily, how stubborn are you? Thank you, right. Chelsea, where you're in that position, but you're like, nope, still eating 38 Slim Jims a day. I don't care if it makes my legs go numb and I nearly die. Like, what is he eating that he won't stop eating even when that's happening?
Great question.
It's Australia. It's got to be, you know, Vegemite, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I feel like that's integral to the story.
I agree.
That's shoddy reporting right there.
Yep.
And by the way, thanks to those of you who have, for some reason, suggested hearing that story number two went down in Scotland, that it's kilt-related, the odor. I don't know. I don't know why.
It's just a skirt.
But I'd rather not think about that. Thank you.
Woody and Wilcox.